So Harrison, tell me about these little Transformers you got here. Which one's this?
He has blasting beams.
That's cool. What does he turn into? A tank?
Yep.
What's this other one right here?
Turns into a tow truck.
Oh, a tow truck. That's cool. And who's that over there?
Optimus Prime.
Oh. What happens if you hit this button right here?
I don't know.
All systems operational. Tracking system armed.
That's cool.
Destroy the humans.
Why did you do that?
Harrison, save yourself!
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Technorama. This is show number 109 for May 15th, 2006. I'm Craig Stepp, and Chuck's not with me. The show is mine. I can do with it as I please. Anyway, coming up on tonight's show, I've got stuff, and more stuff. Actually, I've got all kinds of little things to talk about. But you know, it's going to be kind of a short show because, well, Chuck is not here tonight. So he's on the other side of the world. He's in Malaysia. He'll be back next Sunday, and here we go. Now, this coming Wednesday, if you've got something you want to get in the show, now's the time because, you know, Chuck's kind of picky. You know, I'll play anything, so just send it to me. Anyway, we'll be right back after On This Day in Tech History.
On This Day in Tech History for May 15th, 2006. This is May 15th, it's the 135th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 230 days remaining. It was on this date in 1618 that Johannes Kepler confirms his previously rejected discovery of the third law of planetary motion. He first discovered it on March 8th, but soon rejected the idea after some initial calculations were made. And on this date in 1836, Francis Bailey observes Bailey's beads during an annular eclipse. In a field outside Grass Valley, California, Lyman Gilmore reportedly becomes the first person to fly a powered airplane. It was a steam-powered glider on this date in 1902. And 98 years ago, the U.S. Post Office Department, later renamed the United States Postal Service, begins the first regular airmail service in the world between New York City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. And on this date in 1928 was the release of the animated short Plane Crazy, featuring the first appearances of Mickey and Minnie Mouse. And on May 15th, 1930, Ellen Church becomes the first airline stewardess on a flight between Oakland, California and Chicago, Illinois, aboard a Boeing Trimotor. Nylon stockings go on sale for the first time in the United States on this date in 1940. And on this date in 1958, the Soviet Union launches Sputnik 3. 2 years later, they launch Sputnik 4. And on this date in 1963, America launches the last Mercury mission, Mercury 9. And it was just 2 years ago that the largest prime number known at the time of its discovery, 2 to the 24,036,583rd power minus 1, is found by Josh Findley and the GIMS collaborative effort. Happy birthday goes out on this date to Maximilian Hell, the Slovakian astronomer, born on this date in 1720. Happy birthday goes out on this date to Maximilian Hell, the Slovakian astronomer, born on this date in 1720. An American author, L. Frank Baum, responsible for the Oz series of stories, was born on this date in 1858. Also born on this date in 1857, Wilhelmina Fleming, the Scottish-born astronomer. French physicist and Nobel Prize laureate Pierre Curie was born on this date in 1859. And that's the way it was on this day in tech history for May 15th, 2006.
Not many people know what it's like in the trenches. Just the few, the brave, the system administrators and IT professionals. Now, there's a podcast just for you and the battles you face every day.
Come on, boys, keep that network up.
Sarge, we need better technology now.
Incoming user complaints.
Strengthen that security on the double.
We're crashing. Game over, man.
Listen to In the Trenches with Kevin Devon and George Starcher at kevindevon.com. War is hell. Learn the best ways to survive.
You ordered the low-fat triple mocha latte.
In the Trenches.
We don't have any listener feedback. Cue the crickets. And I'm the only one here. I feel like I'm talking to myself. Well, in the news, I wanted to bring up that EFF has a Say No to NSA Wiretapping from the EFF. You know, they always have this they have this action center, and on the action center, they commonly have list of topics, alerts that could affect anything from free speech to Congress limiting your digital music. I mean, come on. Some of these things are really good. And they give you an easy way to go in and find your congressman, your representatives in your area, and contact them with tips on how to contact them and talk to them correctly. So, which I think is a lot very important, because, you know, lots of times a lot of people get in that zealot mode, and they just want to, like, look, I can't stand this, and they want to jump down somebody's throat, you know, but actually that's not the correct way. You want to get yourself heard. Don't get angry. Or channel your anger, I should say, and do something, make it sound positive and make yourself sound intelligent. And they have tips and stuff on how to do that. So, looking at the media corner, and wait a minute,
can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for something in the media corner.
Over there.
Anyway, I don't have this stuff because Chuck's machine's down. I can't copy stuff off of it. So I don't have any of the clips. But in the media corner, I wanted to bring up that the X-Men clip, I don't know if everybody's seen it. I know the link's made its rounds, but Dell was hosting a video. It's a 7-minute clip. Looks like it's not chopped up, but it's not actually like a trailer per se, but it has several clips. I think there was some product placement in there, so if you can get past that, it's really a pretty cool clip. It shows a lot of what's going to happen in the movie, and just even got me more excited about it, you know, because the other week, they just had another trailer, and I know we're going to be... The summer movie season is upon us, and then we're going to see a ton of stuff here soon. That, and there was a new Superman trailer. I can't remember if that came out before the last show or afterwards. But anyway, it was pretty cool. And there's a new Cars trailer, the movie from Pixar, which I'm having to report. I'm going to the movie premiere. They're finally having one on this side of the country at the Lowe's Motor Speedway at the end of the month. And I've got my tickets. Actually, I had my tickets the first day they were announced. So I'm really looking forward to that. Me, my wife, my son are all going. And I think in turn two, they're going to have, which is the turn where the sun would be behind the screens. And once it goes down, the screen, they're going to have four giant screens pointing to the audience. And they're going to be huge. Anyway, I'm wondering what they're going to do for sound. But at any rate, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that. And I just saw another trailer for that. You know, speaking of digital movies, me and my wife and my son went to saw Ice Age 2, The Meltdown, finally, which I haven't seen it yet. And I'm going to tell you, that was a pretty cute little movie. I really enjoyed it. And, speaking of movies, don't tell anybody, but my wife made me watch Brokeback Mountain the other night. No, she didn't make me watch it. But I'll tell you what, that movie did not live up to the hype. I know this isn't geek related, but I mean, they were talking about, oh, it's a gay cowboy thing. Anyway, yeah, but there was no story to it. I'm trying to figure out how it got in Hollywood and got up for an Oscar. It just seemed kind of flat, the whole movie plot. There wasn't much plot to it. they didn't really deal with how they, you know, their families and stuff that, as much. They did a little bit, but how they dealt with all that. Anyway, it was a pretty good movie, aside from the story being flat. Anyway, we'll be right back. At least, well, I'll be right back right after this.
Firefox presents ways to get rid of your old web browser. Number 67, beat it to death. Number 91, kill it in its sleep. Number 112, electrocution. There are many ways to get rid of your old browser, but only two reasons to do it. Now there's Firefox, and Firefox is free.
This is Lance Heath from the Digital Experience Podcast, and you're listening to Chuck and Craig from Technorama.
And thank you, Lance, for that report.
Actually, it sounds like a news report. I like that. Thanks, Lance. And tonight, for our Try a Geek, once again, I don't have the music for that, but I'll tell you how it works. We give you three words that have something in common. You send us an email with your answer in it and send it to game@chuckchat.com. One entry per person per game, please. We will keep a tally of all the scores in the wiki scoreboard, and points are awarded on clue difficulty between 1 and 3 points. So, here we go, and here is your words of the day. White, yellow, and UDF.
This is Daryl Shandro with the Blind Access Journal from Tempe, Arizona, and you are listening to Chuck and Craig on Chuck Chat Technorama.
What is that smell?
Oh, that's my internet.
It smells fantastic.
That's your internet? I've been enjoying that pleasant bouquet all morning.
Sir, you've got to check this out.
Okay, this had better be... Whoa! Delicious!
It's his internet.
Yeah, it is. What do we do with it?
Just bask in it.
Firefox, rediscover the web.
Bob's holding me up a new headline from yesterday.
It sounds like crap.
That's what we like at Technorom.
Sounded dead.
Good stuff. I'm glad you found that one.
This stuff is so great, and you don't need high-level math.
Yikes.
When you don't have confidence, just fake it.
That's right. Just fake it. Anyway, I wanted to point you over to a link in my Geek Library. Duh. Okay, the Geek Library, I have a link to the top 10 strangest watches. And yes, there are a few in here. Actually, there's a couple that are really cool. The first one, which I remember reading about this a long time ago, I think it was like 2000 or something. It was a Linux-powered watch by IBM. It had an OLED display, and which at the time is kind of ahead of... At the time. Then, it was a little ahead of its time, and you can go see. It doesn't have a... It's not color OLED, but it's a black and white, like a monochrome with a yellowish text. It's really nice, and as soon as I saw it, I wanted one, but I don't think they ever went into production. Then, of course, there's the TV watch, which is a little small, I think. People even complain about the video iPods and how small they are. This is like 1.5-inch color screen. I don't know. I think I'll pass on that. I love watches, by the way. I have a bunch of watches, but you know what? I don't wear any watches because when I'm typing on the keyboard all day, the band gets in my way, but I love watches, so I don't know what to do. There's a Morse code watch, and let's see, the Hitachi AirSense watch. It gives you barometric pressure, humidity, all that good stuff. It looks kind of like a baby monitor. I don't know. Now, number 5 is cool. It's an ultraviolet watch, and it has like a mirror on a little slight mirror on the inside, like a two-way mirror actually on the face. So it kind of the colors reflect themselves inside. So you get this, that effect, like you put two mirrors beside each other and look in the middle. It looks like several dimensions or something. Anyway, number 4 is like, it's a high-tech army wristwatch, and it's like a monitor, a video monitor, literally, on this guy's wrist, and it's a little big, I think. Now, number 3, I think, is the most impressive one because it's somebody was thinking outside of the box. It's called the Backside Watch, And if you look at it, at first I thought it looked like a scale, and I was thinking backside, like big butt type of thing. Anyway, if you look at it, it's actually the watch is flipped over, and the part where the battery is in the back and everything is on the front, which makes it cool. And I like that. I wish I could pick one of those up. And they had some other watches, and they had the Time Flex, which is like a Band-Aid, but it's a watch. And number two is definitely Dick Tracy. It's got a camera phone watch, and it looks, you know what it reminds me of? One of the things I remember from Galactica 1980, I know, I hear geeks cringing everywhere. In Galactica 1980, they had these wrist watch things, and they were big like that. And it was like their personal computer, and they were pulling up information on it. I always thought that was probably the coolest thing in that stupid show. Anyway, this was what that reminds me of. If you remember that, email me at Craig, that's K-R-E-G at chuckchat.com, because I want to know that I am not crazy, but I did remember that from that show. Anyway, back to the thing. I got a link to some missing Star Wars footage. Now, it seems like I've seen this before, and I can't really pull up the link because it's going to start playing. It's when Luke goes to Tashi Station, and he comes in, and he's all excited to see Biggs there. Now, I think some of that made it on to one of the DVD collections, because there's some cutscenes, and I've seen that. But the other part was when he's like talking to Biggs, and they're like, looks like they're about to kiss. I don't know. It looks kind of strange. I don't know what to make of it. But one of the commenters, if you go there and view the video, but down below there's some comments. One of the guys says, I remember this sort of, it was like in the comic book, and seems like I've seen it somewhere else too, referred to. And I was like, yeah, that's totally what I remember. It was in the comic book. They actually had it in there. So I don't know. Anyway, go view the video. You can see it. It looks, if there's one perfect thing that Lucas did is take that out. That was just way too much. Anyway, so go look at that. That's missing Star Wars footage. And of course, we have Mad Marv's stuff for the week. And he's got a tons of stuff in here. A man buys a fighter jet, wants a refund. He probably can't fly it. Let's see. Autistic brains may daydream less. I could use that. Monkeys drink like humans. Sure they do. I'd like to see that. Actually, I want a monkey butler that serves me drinks. That would be more like it. Geek Thoughts. You know, as a kid, my dad said I really had to be good at math to work with computers. Boy, I showed him. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. I know this is a really short show, and I promise to make it up Wednesday. Chuck will be back next Sunday, and this is how you can contact us. It's call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. I'm going to challenge everybody to give me more material than I can handle on Wednesday. Talk about anything you like. You can email Chuck at chuck@chuckchat.com. He won't get it for a week. You can send audio comments to chuckchat@gmail.com. He knows I will get. You can send email to Craig, that's K-R-E-G, at chuckchat.com to get in touch with me. And visit the website at chuckchat.com for our forum, swag, webmail, mailing list, and all that good stuff. And don't forget our forums are located at Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com, something like that. We are a proud member of. Audio streaming is normally provided by Scott Reynolds, which I'm sorry to report I didn't get on there tonight. Anyway. Chat room is provided by freenode.net. And if you're getting this show by clicking on the link at the website, please consider subscribing to get the show automatically delivered for you free. You can use iTunes or any podcasting client. Drop either of us an email. And if you'd like more information on how to do that, tell a friend of Technorama and ruin them for life. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming out. And wait a minute, I just forgot something. There we go. So yes, I'm gonna get this straight before we get done. Oh, I think that's the shortest show we've ever done. So anyway, I want to thank you guys for showing up again, and y'all have a good night. See you later.